Knowledge of self-realization, even though free from all material affinity, does not look well if devoid of a conception of the infallible, God. What then is the use of fruitive activities, which are naturally painful from the very beginning and transient by nature, if they are not utilized in the devotional service of the Lord? Purport. As referred to above, not only ordinary literatures devoid of the transcendental glorification of the Lord are condemned, but also Vedic literature and speculation on the subject of impersonal Brahma when they are devoid of devotional service. When speculation on the impersonal Brahma is condemned on the above grounds, then what to speak of ordinary fruitive work, which is not meant to fulfill the aim of devotional service? Such speculative knowledge and fruitive work cannot lead one to the goal of perfection. Fruitive work in which almost all people in general are engaged is always painful, either in the beginning or at the end. It can be fruitful only when made subservient to the devotional service of the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita also, it is confirmed that the result of such fruitive work may be offered for the service of the Lord. Otherwise, it leads to material bondage. The bona fide enjoyer of the fruitive work is the personality of Godhead. And thus, when it is engaged for the sense gratification of the living beings, it becomes an acute source of trouble.
I'm going to give this a try.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jaina Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Dadati Shapadantikam Pandehang Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalan Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabathutam Parishana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Ladita Sri Vishakan Vitam Stam He Krishna Kurana Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vansha Ko Pitarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Pye Bhacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Naishkarmyam Apyachuta Bhava Varjitam Nashopate Gyanamalam Niranjanam Kuta puna shashva de padrami shere Nacharpitam karma yadapyakaranam. The subject matter is that Srila Vyasadev was depressed. After writing so much Vedic literature, still he felt unfulfilled, incomplete, dissatisfied. And he was wondering, why should this be? I've contributed so much great literature. I've observed vows. I've done, followed so many things. And Nard Muni, his Guru Maharaj, told him that you've, what can you expect? You've written all this literature which just agitates people's minds by painting pictures of heavenly enjoyment through fruitive activities or impersonal speculation leading to impersonal realization. And you haven't glorified the personality of Godhead. So, what can you expect? Naturally, you're dissatisfied. So here, Naishkarmyam, Apyachuta Pavavarjitam, Nashobate. Gyanam, Alam Niranjanam. It doesn't look very good. Nashobate. What doesn't look very good? Naishkarmyam, Gyanam. Knowledge of self-realization. Naishkarma means free from karma, free from material activities. Naishkarmyam. Naishkarmyam, Gyanam. Spiritual knowledge. Doesn't look very good. Why not? Niranjanam, it's freed from mundane designations, mundane contaminations. Then why doesn't it look very good? Api, achuta bhava vargitam. It doesn't look very good when it's devoid of achuta bhava. Achuta bhava, Prabhupada translates bhava here as conception. The conception of achuta. Achuta means the infallible personality of Godhead. What is that? Stapya me achuta. Arjuna told Lord Krishna, my dear achuta, you please pull this chariot, drive the chariot to the middle of the armies, midst of the armies. Ratam sthapyam achuta. Oh, achutam is the personality of Godhead, who is infallible. He's infallible. Prabhupada explains, the living entity is always, Prabhupada used to pronounce it, fallible sometimes. The living entity is fallible and the personality of Godhead is infallible. We fall and he doesn't. So infallible. Living beings are always subject to failure one way or another, especially because of their contact with the modes of material nature. But the personality of Godhead is the controller of the modes of material nature. Mama Maya, it's his energy. It's Daivihesha Gunamahi, Mama Maya. Mayajyakshena Prakriti. It's all working under his control, so he's not affected by the modes of material nature. Teshu te mayi. They're within him, but he's not affected by them. So he's infallible. And bhava means conception, the conception of the personality of Godhead. Or bhava means, what would you say, ecstatic love for the personality of Godhead. But here, where's the question of ecstatic love? There's not even a conception of the personality of Godhead. Sometimes devotees want to jump to the level of ecstatic love of Godhead, and they don't even have a clear conception of Godhead. They don't, because to have a clear conception of Godhead, the heart has to be purified. Anartha nivritti, one has to be freed from the unwanted things in the heart. Then one can progress to the stage of firm faith in the personality of Godhead, attachment, attraction, then ecstasy. But those, sometimes we want to be on the fast track, and so we skip the basic practices. And then we jump to ecstasy, and from ecstasy we fall into material attachments and degradation, because we haven't followed the process properly. So the first thing is to get a clear conception of the personality of Godhead. Our tendency is to be infected by the impersonal conception. Impersonal is practically next to atheistic. The nirvishesha, shunyavad. One way or another, there's no God. Either there's no God at all, matter is everything, or there's just an impersonal ground to everything. But either way, there's no personality of Godhead whom I have to serve, because service is, what's the word? Something I'm averse to. It's antithetical to my nature. In Paradise Lost, better to reign in hell than serve in heaven. Materialistic mentality. So, therefore, the impersonal feature is attractive. No one that I have to be accountable to, no one that I have to serve. So, naishkarmyam gyanam niranjanam means especially impersonal spiritual understanding. That impersonal spiritual understanding, nashobhate, doesn't look very good. Kaivalyam narakayate, for a devotee, what to speak of not looking good, it looks hellish, because there's no individuality, no individual exchange with the personality of Godhead, no service, no love. Or even from a practical standpoint, what is the use of just aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi? I'm spirit, I'm spirit. What do you do with that? If I'm spirit, what is my activity? Without a clear conception of the personality of Godhead, one won't know what one should do. One just remains busy with impersonal speculations and with some idea that there's no difference between me and the Absolute. So, nashobhate, it doesn't look very good. In Bhagavatam, Nye nye ravindaksha vimuktamanina tvayasta bhava avishuta bhutaya aruya kritshtrena parampadam tata patanchito nadrita yushmanangraya. My dear Lord, the aravindaksha, or lotus-eyed personality of Godhead, there are persons who are very sure that they're liberated. Vimukta manina. Manina means thinking. And contextually it means thinking wrongly, thinking I'm something I'm not, thinking conceitedly. Vimukta manina. Vimukta manina means a person who thinks that he's perfectly liberated. Vimukta Manina. Tvayasta Pava Abhishuddha Buddha. But their intelligence is not quite pure. Although it is free from the idea that I'm this body, that I'm something of this material world, that's only a negative conception. I'm not this, I'm not that, neti neti. But what am I? That's not clear. Aham Brahmasmi, I'm spirit soul, but even that's not clear. As Brahma, what do I do? Bahunam janmanamante gyanabam mam prapadyate. A person whose knowledge is perfect surrenders to Krishna and engages in his service. But these people, they have gyanam, naishkarmam, gyanam, niranjanam, but no service. And therefore, avishuddha buddhaya, because they don't, because they ignore the lotus feet of the Lord. Therefore, they fall down even after so much trouble. Patantyato anadrita yusmadangriya. Without taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, even if one attains liberation, one falls down again. So nishobhate, that doesn't look very good. All that trouble for nothing. Kuta, puna. Then, what to speak of? Shashva de badram ishure, nacharpitam karma yadapyakaranam. Then, what to speak of work, ordinary fruit of activities. If even impersonal liberation doesn't look good, how good does material fruit of activity look? In the third canto, the materialists are described as pitiable by the pitiable. For the devotees, for the impersonalists, the karmis are pitiful. Those poor, miserable karmis engaged in fruitive work, thinking that they're this body and trying to extract some pleasure from sense gratification. The self-realized impersonalists pity such fruitive workers. And the pure devotees pity the impersonalists who've gone through so much trouble for spiritual realization, who've gone so far, but who've neglected the personality of Godhead. Therefore, the impersonalists are pitiable, the materialists are pitiable by the pitiable. Abhadram, their karma, the problem with their karma is that they don't offer it to the personality of Godhead. Na arpitam karma. It's not offered to Krishna. And therefore it becomes a source of entanglement. Yagyartat karmanon yatra lokoyam karmabandhana. When work is done but not offered to Krishna, it becomes a source of entanglement. Then what is that work? Shashvada Bhadram. A Bhadra. Bhadra means very nice. And a Bhadra means not very nice. Prabhupada explains painful, naturally painful from the very beginning, and transient by nature. In the Bhagavad Gita, Dukkhalayam, what is this, a film or something? Okay, photo ops are later. It's distracting for you and therefore distracting for me. Dukkhalayam Shashvatam. This material world means the world where all these activities are painful. And from the very beginning, and by their very nature, we try to make pleasure out of it, but the material world is not a pleasurable place. It's full of miseries. And if one says, no, it's not miserable, that's your negative, pessimistic view that they've drilled into you, then I'm enjoying at least. Maybe you think it's painful. You see the glass as half empty. I see it as half full. But then ashashvatam. Even if you think, yes, this world is so nice, everything that you may gain here will be wiped out. Ashashvatam. It won't last. And therefore, what is the value? You know, who would work if they knew that at the end of the week, whatever their paycheck amounted to, an equal amount would be deducted? Who would work under those circumstances? We'll give you a paycheck, and then we're going to take it away. No one would work that way. We want everything to, if it's good, we want it to last. But it doesn't last. Nothing lasts. That's the nature of this world. Even the body doesn't last. Or if the body lasts, it's not the good body that we had. We have a nice, good-looking, good-feeling body, but it starts to go bad and then decrepit. That nice, young, beautiful body doesn't last. Then still let me hold on to it, but even the old, decrepit body doesn't last. So, Gutapuna Shashvata Padramishre, what is the use? What is the use of activities that are not offered to the personality of Godhead? What is the use of impersonal speculation that doesn't reach the personality of Godhead? Narottam Das Thakur says, Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, Kevala Vishera Banda. Visha means poison. It's Karma Kanda and Jnana Kanda are simply two pots of poison. So the poison pots should be avoided, and one should go after the nectar pot of devotional service to the Lord. That's the conclusion here. Any questions, comments?